I'm trying to get somewhere that's real and pure and true and eternal. Toby, can you go with your boy? Let's go.
From the Lighthouse Chapel International, Apostle Joel Obuobisa will inspire you with anointed, practical, and down-to-earth Bible-based teachings that will refresh, energize, and motivate you to do your best for God. Join the Apostle now as he ministers the Word of God.
Why don't we bow our heads for prayer? I want you to take a moment and thank God for 2016, this past year, however it has been for you. I want you to thank God for it. Because whatever you do, God used this year to set you up for what He's about to do next year. And next year is a year of blessedness. Is a year of greatness, is a year of His goodness, is a year of His kindness. Next year you're gonna go up and not go down. So thank God anyway for allowing you to live to see today, to live to see the end of this year, 2016. I'm sure every one of us can think of someone who began with us who is no longer with us. And we are still here, not because we've been good, not because we've done all the right things, not because we've stayed away from all the wrong places, stayed away from all the wrong people, but purely because of His goodness and because of His mercy and because of His kindness towards us. Father, we are so grateful and we thank You for Your blessing in the name of Jesus. Thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You for Your blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, you may be seated, everybody. And we have just a few more minutes left before 2016 joins history. Amen. And we are just rolling on to 2017. Hallelujah. God has been gracious to us. God has been wonderful and has been good to us. Amen. And sorry about tonight. The way the whole thing has gone leaves us with just very little time for our service. But what is happening is we have two services. We have this service and we have a service in the morning. Yeah. Hallelujah. So we have our last service, which will finish tomorrow. And then we're going to have our first service. You know, today I spoke to one of our pastors in the Pacific region, in Fiji, actually. And he had finished having both his yesterday service and New Year's Day service, and was on his way home. And I was not even ready to start the last one, last year's service. So it's a very interesting world. Hallelujah. Amen. But next year is going to be an amazing year for you. You know, and I want you to believe it. Because, you see, you can get into a habit of coming to church and hearing so many things that you actually develop a kind of hard skin for positive things. And when people say positive things, you cannot believe that it is you. But I need you to believe this year that the things you are hearing are about you. Hallelujah. I need you to believe that what you're about to hear concerning next year is going to happen practically in your life. Say amen. Amen. Next year is a year of greatness. Yeah. I said next year is your year of greatness. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Next year, you're going to be great. Your greatness will begin to come forth. See, actually, you've been harboring the seed of greatness in you for a long time. You've had it in you. Next year is the year of acknowledging it for it to begin to come forth. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Because I'm going to show you from the Bible how that greatness is part of your destiny. If you are in Christ. Amen. Amen. And you know, in our church every year we have a year of something that gives us some kind of a focus. And that we work on and try to build on and try to work towards every year. And last year was our year of loving the Lord. Yeah. Amen. And I think I've grown in my love for God. I mean, since we made it a target and made it an aim, you know, I think I like God more. I think I like him a little more, actually a lot more. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, this year, Bishop has declared it, and Bishop is our prophet. Now, you have to believe the prophetic utterances that come from your prophet. Do you understand? Because God does things by prophets. Did you know that? God changes lives by prophets. God lifts people out of situations by prophets. Hallelujah. Turn in your Bibles with me quickly and let's look at this verse in the book of Hosea, chapter 12 and verse 13. The Bible says, by a prophet. By a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet, he was preserved. Hallelujah. Have you seen this verse before? Well, if you haven't, underline it. Right? Or highlight it or tap it or whatever you're going to do. Amen. Depends on what kind of Bible you have. But the Bible says, by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. Now, if you know what Egypt was to Israel, Egypt was a place of bondage. It was a place of struggle, a place of difficulty. And the Bible says, God took Israel out of Egypt by a prophet. Hallelujah. By the words spoken by the prophet, God removed Israel from Egypt. Amen. And then by a prophet, he was preserved. That means by a prophet, God kept or preserved the people of Israel. Amen. So I believe one of the ways God preserves the lives of his people is by giving them a prophet who speaks into their lives. Hallelujah. And a prophet is someone who speaks and it comes to pass. Not just someone who sees visions or sees, you know, things that regular people don't see. Do you see what I'm saying? It's part of prophetism. But the basic element in prophetism is that when a prophet speaks, it comes to pass. Do you understand? It's a kind of prediction. A prophet speaks and predicts something, and the prediction of the prophet comes to pass. Hallelujah. So this year, as our prophet predicts that this is a year of greatness, then you have to believe it. That should be good news for you. You should believe that finally your year and your time to shine has come. Can I have an amen? You should believe it. Hallelujah. You know, believing is free. Did you know that believing is free? That it will cost you nothing to believe a good thing? So believe it. Believe it. Believe it. Believe that this is your year for shining. This is your year for showing forth your greatness. This is the year that great things are going to come forth from your life. That this year will not be like last year. That this year, I'm talking about 2017, is going to be greater than the year we're just leaving. Hallelujah. It's going to be a year of greatness for you. Because a prophet has spoken so. And you should believe it. Amen. Now, one of the things that makes prophecy come to pass is when it's based on the word of God. The prophecy you shouldn't believe is the one that's not based on the word of God. Do you see what I'm saying? The one that you cannot see in the word of God. You see what I'm saying? If a prophet shows up and says that I prophesy that you're going to become a thief, then that one... We're supposed to be getting better. The Bible says, let him that stole steal no more. You see what I'm saying? So even if you were a thief before, we should be ending it. And we should rather be moving into righteousness. So those kinds of dodgy prophecies are the ones you should watch out for. Hallelujah. Ones that are not scriptural. Hallelujah. Ones that don't agree with the Bible. But when you find a prophecy, I mean, you need to listen to this very carefully. When you find a prophecy that is actually true, according to the Bible, then you should jump on that prophecy and believe it. Because that is exactly what is going to happen. It was just waiting for you to believe, which is like connecting to it. And then it starts to come alive and it starts to show forth in your life. Hallelujah. So I'm saying to you that this year, you shall be great. Yeah. I said you shall be great. Yeah. Because greatness is in your destiny. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Now the other day, I was trying to define destiny to you, right? Destiny, according to the dictionary, says something that is to happen. Do you understand? Yeah, something that is to happen or has happened to a particular person, your lot or your fortune, that is your destiny, right? Another definition, it says the predetermined, usually inevitable or irresistible course of events. Hallelujah. It says it is the inevitable and irresistible course of events. It's like it's predetermined. Hallelujah. And I'm showing you that greatness is predetermined for you. Amen. I said greatness is predetermined for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Another one is the power or agency that determines the course of events. Says the power or the agency that determines the course of events. That is destiny. And I'm saying that where you are concerned, there is greatness in your destiny. Can I have an amen? So let's go to the Bible now and see what the scripture says about you and greatness. Hallelujah. Now, what does it mean to be great? Maybe before we read the scriptures, what does it mean to be great? What does it mean to be great? To be great means to be distinguished. Wow. You know, I'm just looking in the dictionary and I'm just reading the synonyms of... Do you know what a synonym is? Yeah. Right? Synonym means what? Huh? Similar in meaning, right? Okay. So, synonym... no, not cinnamon. Paul, you're hungry. This is the last night you'll be hungry. In just half an hour, we are rolling into greatness. And there's no hunger in greatness. Hallelujah. Right. So, It means to be great means to be dignified. Hallelujah. To be great means what? To be dignified. Hallelujah. There are some of us who have walked around with no dignity. Our dignity has been stripped of us. We have even taken off our dignity and handed them freely to others. So we have greatly lowered our value in our own eyes and therefore in the eyes of others. Because nobody assigns a value to you more than what you assign to yourself. Do you see what I'm saying? You see how you go into a shop and they put a label on something. There's no one who goes to the counter and says, can you increase the price of this thing? Have you seen that before? You see a dress hanging what do they hang on a rack, right? Yeah, hanging on a rack and it's been labeled $50. There's no one who goes up to the counter to say, why is this thing $50? Can you sell it for $150? Nobody does that. Rather, people are looking for discount. That even the $50, they are trying to see if there are ways to buy it for $10. Is there a way I can take this $50 dress with me for $10? So they start to see, do you have any coupons or is there any clearance or some kind of something that can be applied? Employee discount combined with Christmas discount combined with what? What? Senior citizens discount and military discount. Applying every kind of discount to it to see if you can get it to come down to 10. So you can imagine that sometimes we help people take our dignity away. But this is the end of it. Amen. I said, this year, your dignity will be restored. Yes. Can I have an amen? Amen? Right? To be great also means to be distinguished. It means to be distinguished. To be distinguished means to be set apart, isn't it? This year, you'll be distinguished. Yes. This is your year of distinction. You're going to stand out. Amen. Hallelujah. To be great also means to be eminent. Wow. To be eminent. This year you will be eminent. I said you will be eminent. It also means to be exalted. Wow. To be great is to be what? Exalted. God is going to lift you up. God is going to promote you. God is going to exalt you. God will lift you up. Do you have faith to expect that from God? God will lift you up. It also means to be excellent. Wow. So the year of getting poor grades is just slipping away. I said the year of poor grades is just slipping away. We are entering into an era of A's and B's and distinctions. Yeah. Because if you're going. Because D's are not great. Hallelujah. You're going to be excellent. Amen. You're going to be excellent. Amen. You're going to excel in all that you do. Amen. In 2017. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Next one is to be famous. Hey! In 2017, you're going to be famous. People are going to know you. People are going to hear about you. You will be noted for something. I said you will be noted for something. Expect it. Expect it. Expect it. Expect it. And believe it. that this is your year of fame. Yeah. This is your year of being known. You'll be known for something good. Some of us are famous for negative things. Yeah, you're already known, but just known for bad things. You're known for your bad decisions, your poor judgment, but it's finished. I said it's finished. This is the, remember, by the words of a prophet, God brought Israel out of Egypt. Hey, by a word of a prophet, he was able to extract Israel out of the grips of Pharaoh. Don't joke with the words of a prophet. I'm putting my whole life on these words. It's a year of greatness. I say you will be famous. You will be glorious. You will be impressive. I said you will be what? Impressive. You will be impressive. When something is great, it means the thing is impressive. Right? It means also, how many have you got? You're not even counting. You've got 8. Okay, let me take you up to about 12. Even 15. Right? To be superior. Huh? To be great is to be superior. To be great is to be stately. Huh? To be great is to be talented. So this year, so you're going to discover some new gifts and some new talents in you. Yeah. Something you've always had that is just a passion. You know, I met someone recently who has turned what he said was just a hobby, was just something he liked to do. The whole thing has become a big business for him now. Yeah, it was just something he just used to like to do. Pray that God gives you a job somewhere within your hobby. Can you imagine that? Something you would do for nothing. You would do it anyway for nothing. Even if no one would pay you, you would still do it. Can you imagine that? That's how preaching is like for me sometimes. I mean, I would preach to you anyway for free. Sometimes I'm talking to people and I can see they want to go. It's very funny to me. I have a lot more to say to you than you have time to listen to it. Yeah. But I see that all the time. I see somebody comes to see me for counsel, then I start to talk. Then I realize I have more counsel for them than they were expecting to receive. So I can see I'm talking to the person, and the person wants to. It's like it's enough. This will do for now. It's a blessing to have that kind of a job. A job you would do anyway, even if there was no pay for it. That's the best kind of job you have. Because your fulfillment from the job comes from the satisfaction you get from doing it. You enjoy doing it. Do you see what I'm saying? You enjoy doing it. Pray that God will give you such a job. Hallelujah. Pray that God will stir up the gifts He has placed in you and cause your gifts to find their place somehow. Look, this is the year for that. This is the year for that discovery in the name of Jesus. It also means to be remarkable. Oh, yes. To be great is to be remarkable. Hallelujah. To be great is to be remarkable. It means to be prominent. Right? To be noteworthy. To be prominent. To be noteworthy. To be outstanding. Wow. To be outstanding. You're going to be an outstanding person this year. You're going to be considered among the outstanding people in your school, in your job, in your line of work. You're going to be considered an outstanding person. Yes. When they mention your name, people will acknowledge that they have heard the name of a great person. That is going to be your story. Hallelujah. And people will note you. Amen. People will take note of you and they will know that of the truth they have encountered a great person. Say amen. Amen. Now look at the scriptures. Luke chapter 1. I just want to read a few scriptures with you and then we're going to pray and close. And then we'll come back in the morning to continue. Hallelujah. Amen. To talk about what makes a person great. Hallelujah. Right now, I'm just trying to convince you that greatness is in your destiny. It's not something new we're trying to go and bring from somewhere. But from the day you connected yourself to Christ, you signed up for greatness. Hallelujah. It's just that many of us have not been conscious of it and have not known that actually that is in our destiny. Hallelujah. That is in our destiny. Greatness is in your destiny. Can I have an amen? Amen? Right. So Luke chapter 1 is the first verse. Luke chapter 1, and let's read from verse 10. It says, and the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right hand side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. Hallelujah. Amen. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth, for he shall be great in the sight of the Lord. Hallelujah. And shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. Hallelujah. It says, he shall be great. Amen. He shall be great. So you can see this is somebody who is about to be born. And the prediction even before he's born is that he shall be great. That he shall be great. He shall be great. Hallelujah. You see, he's not being born to any special people. His father is just a priest. You know, his mother is Elizabeth. And they're not any special people. Just an ordinary family that have spent all their time waiting for a son. In fact, at this point, they have even given up. They're not even expecting to have a child anymore. Hallelujah. Then suddenly, the angel of the Lord shows up. And to their surprise, they are not forgotten. You know, sometimes you can pray about something for a long time. And when you don't have answers or you don't see the answer, you get to a place where you sort of resign yourself to accepting maybe this thing is going to be like this forever. You see what I'm saying? And you start to accept it because sometimes you are just so tired of the disappointment of waiting and waiting and being disappointed and being disappointed that you just sort of resign yourself to this is how it's going to be. But it's not over. I said, it's not over. Amen. It's not over. Amen. Until it's over. Are you understanding what I'm saying? I mean, Zacharias and Elizabeth were not expecting at all that the angel of the Lord would just show up on an ordinary day in church. That is why you shouldn't miss church. Yeah, you shouldn't miss church because you don't know which day is your day. Are you getting what I'm saying? I mean, Zacharias would have had a big problem if he didn't come to church and the angel came on that day. Can you imagine that? The angel came to the church on that day and Zacharias wasn't there because he was fed up. He was just tired of being disappointed. Do not give up. Tell your neighbor, do not give up, my friend. Hallelujah. It says, he shall be great. Tell somebody, you shall be great. You shall be great. Hallelujah. Look at the second verse. Go all the way to verse 26. So the first one is John the Baptist, isn't it? That there's such a thing as greatness in the kingdom of God. And John the Baptist is the first example. The second example, Luke chapter 1 from verse 26. Luke chapter 1 verse 26. It says, in the sixth month. In the sixth month. Luke chapter 1. Have you found it? Okay. So Luke chapter 1 and from verse 26, it says, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, hail, thou art highly favored. Highly favored. That means you've been chosen, isn't it? Means God likes you very much. Hallelujah. You are highly favored. Like you're not just like, but you are very highly favored. Hallelujah. That will be your story this year. Hallelujah. Says, the Lord is with thee, and blessed art thou amongst women. I mean, if we take women, you stand out. You are actually blessed among women. Hallelujah. You are distinguished, isn't it? Yes, you are outstanding among women. That will be your story this year in the name of Jesus. Hey, blessed art thou among women. So you can have a status, you know, you can have a status in relation to God that you are not even aware of. You understand? And it's important how God sees you. Like in the first one we're reading, it says, John the Baptist shall be great in the sight of God. That means where God is concerned, he's going to be great. Hallelujah. Maybe people may not call you great. But when God sees you as a great person, then you are great indeed. Are you understanding the verse? Yeah. So he says here that she's highly favored. And then verse 29, and when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said to her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. Verse 32, he shall be great. Can you see that? He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then Mary said unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? You know, says, what makes these kinds of things possible? I don't have it. Wow. Do you understand what she's asking? He says, no, it's not news that you're saying that I can have a baby. Great. But you know what? It takes something to have a baby. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah, it takes something to have a baby. Yeah. Recently, I heard somebody preaching. He said he went to preach somewhere. And then at the end of the preaching, before he left the church, said a very, you know, thick, tall, giant of a woman walked up to him. And she looked him straight in the eye and said, Pastor, I don't know you. You don't know me. But the things you are saying, they better come to pass. Then she said to him that, me, I don't have a boy. She said, I don't have a boy. That means I don't have a boyfriend. I'm not married and I don't have a boy. But by the end of the year, I want to be married and I want to have a son. Yeah. And however you're going to do it, it's up to you. Yeah. So from that point, he was supposed to find some beloved, get married, have a child, all of that before December. And the pastor said, this program was happening in March. So it was like right dead on. It's a very interesting testimony. Hallelujah. But Mary was in a situation, she was saying, you know, have you not found yourself, sometimes you know where you want to be, but you don't know how to get there because you don't have what it takes to get there. You see, there's you and there's the place. And you want to go to the place. But how shall these things be? That's what the angel said, Mary, you're going to give birth to a son and he shall be great. Mary says, I hear you, no problem. But how? How shall these things be? Seeing I know not a man. Then the angel of the Lord answered, verse 35, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Amen. Do you understand that? The Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and the power of the highest shall overshadow you. Amen. There will be more power of God than you.
Amen.
Do you understand? Amen. There will be more power of God than your abilities, than your qualifications, than the things that you know about you that can make it possible or not possible. Are you understanding what I'm saying? The power of God is going to come upon you. You know, the power of God comes upon people and it makes them supernatural.
Amen.
When the power of God comes upon you, he makes you do what you are not naturally capable of. He's able to cause you to come into a place in him that you don't naturally belong. Are you hearing what I'm saying? This is a year of the power of God overshadowing your life. I said the power of God will overshadow you. It will actually overshadow you. That means the power of God will so come over you, will engulf your life, will actually overshadow and drown your life, that there will be more power of God than any contribution you can make to change anything. Hallelujah. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Isn't that so powerful? The angel said to Mary, said, I don't have a man. How is that going to happen? He said, something is going to hit you that is greater than what a man can do.
Amen.
Yeah, and it's true. And Jesus was conceived without the help of a man. Because the power of God came over Mary as the angel. He said, the power of God, the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Then the angel gave her a testimony.
Wow.
The angel said, behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren.
Wow.
The angel was sharing a testimony with Mary, just to encourage her. Do you understand? And then verse 37, the angel is the one that told Mary that, listen, with God in this arena, nothing shall be impossible. Hallelujah. He said, in this arena, nothing is impossible. Here, things are possible. Because Mary was just wondering, how is this going to happen? Angel said, let me share with you a testimony. Said, your cousin Elizabeth, she hasn't told you. You know how people can get pregnant and hide it, you know. So her cousin Elizabeth had been pregnant, she had conceived 6 months ago, and she hasn't told anybody. I think she was a bit shy because she was kind of old, you see. Yeah. And so she hadn't shared it with Mary, her little cousin. And the angel came to release the news. Because the angel needed to share the testimony to bring some encouragement into Mary. And angel said, look, it's been 6 months now The person they used to call barren, her status has changed for 6 months. Because with God, nothing is impossible. You cannot rule out anything when it comes to God. I said, don't rule out anything. You cannot rule out anything. This year, you will not rule out anything. Whatever you have been called up to this point, that is about to change. The angel said Mary's designation changed. They used to call her the barren woman, and that changed. And the angel said that is about to change also concerning you. Hallelujah. I don't know what you've been identified with, what you've been associated with, but that is about to change. Because with God, nothing shall be impossible. Hallelujah. Maybe you've been known as a very poor person. With God, nothing shall be impossible. Maybe you've been known as someone who can never find a job. With God, nothing shall be impossible. Hallelujah. I'm so encouraged by these scriptures. The angel said, he shall be great. Who shall be great? Christ shall be great. Isn't it? If Christ is great, then to be Christian is to be great.
That's right.
Or what do you think?
Oh, yeah.
To be Christ-like, to be, maybe Christian is a name that you're so used to. What about Christ-like?
That's right.
That means to be like Christ. So if Christ is great, then if you are a follower of Christ, you have a right to expect greatness. There is no mystery to it. Unless you are not a follower of Christ. Maybe you are following somebody else. But if you are a follower of Christ, and Christ is destined to be great, then greatness is not anything special. Greatness is just you walking in your destiny. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Don't accept to be small. Don't accept to be mediocre. Don't accept to have an ordinary life that is not noteworthy. Don't accept a life that is not remarkable. A life that makes no sense. A life that brings no blessing to others. A life that cannot be remembered. Don't accept that kind of life. Don't accept that kind of life. Because you, in your destiny as a follower of Christ, you are supposed to be great. Are you understanding what I'm saying? He shall be great. It says, he shall be great. He shall be great. See, let me show you another one very quickly. Genesis. Go to Genesis. Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. Wow. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 12. Sorry, did I say chapter 1 and verse 12? All right, Genesis chapter 12 rather and verse 1. Genesis chapter 12 and verse 1. The Bible says the Lord appeared to Abraham. And the Lord said to Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. In verse 2, he says, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great.
Amen.
Can you see that?
Yeah.
And thou shalt be a blessing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, I will bless thee and I will make thy name great. Right? And thou shalt be a blessing. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
This is God's promise to who? Abraham, isn't it?
Yeah.
He says, I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Now, Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3 and from verse 13. Galatians chapter 3. and from verse 13. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 13, the Bible says, "Now Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is he, or is everyone that hangeth on a tree." Verse 14, "That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith." Amen. Do you understand the verse? Let's read it again. It says, "Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ." Do you understand that? He said, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Well, even if you don't know what the curse of the law is, he redeemed you from some curse, isn't it? Christ has redeemed us from curses. Hallelujah. So that the blessing of Abraham might come upon us, the Gentiles. Gentiles are people who are not Israelites. Do you understand? So you are a Gentile and I'm a Gentile. God, at least you don't look Jewish to me. So look, you look more like a Gentile. But Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law so that the blessing of Abraham will come upon us. Are you getting what I'm saying? You see, it's like the concept of bail. When someone is put in jail, then somebody comes up to put up an amount of money. The government holds that money, and in exchange for that money, they release the person. Do you understand? The person is free. His case may be discussed. It's to be discussed. But he's free. At that point, you cannot keep him in jail. You keep what was given, and you release the person. And the Bible says, Christ was hung on a tree for us. Do you understand? Because it is written that when you are hung on a tree, then you have become a curse. So we were the cursed one, and so Christ became the curse so that we will be set free and walk into the blessing of Abraham. Hallelujah. And what is the blessing of Abraham? Blessing of Abraham is that he will be great. Do you remember that? He says, "You will be great. I will make you a blessing." I tell you, listen, God's intention is for us in Christ Jesus to have the blessing of Abraham. And the blessing of Abraham, to have the blessing of Abraham, means whatever he says to Abraham, he's saying to you. Whatever God has said to Abraham, he says to you also. Because you are the seed of Abraham. Do you understand? You are the seed of Abraham. So whatever Christ has said to Abraham, he says it to all of us. Hallelujah. So greatness is in us. If we start to sing, "Abraham's blessings are mine," what you are saying is that whatever God said to Abraham, he's also saying to you. Hallelujah. Tonight, I want you to walk into the new year accepting who you are. Hallelujah. Accepting who God has made you. Accepting that you are not supposed to be some downtrodden person. You're not supposed to be somebody with a very low life. You have it because you don't know who you are. But God wants to set us free by helping us to see that he has put the seed of greatness in us. Hallelujah. We are all rolling into greatness. In 2017, we are stepping into greatness. We are stepping into greatness. We are stepping into greatness. I said we are stepping into greatness. Hallelujah. Come on, stand to your feet, everybody, and let's begin. Just embrace the new year. Hallelujah. Begin to embrace the new year. Begin to pray and step into your destiny of greatness. Hallelujah. Oh yes, greatness, 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 greatness. Greatness, 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 greatness.
Come on, begin to pray. Step into it and say, Lord, I embrace greatness. Everybody begin to thank God for 2017. Begin to thank God for your year of greatness, a season of greatness, a season of greatness. You are stepping into a new era of your life. Makamolo
into a new era and a new season of your life. This is a whole new phase of your life. It is the phase of greatness. It is the phase of excellence. It is the phase of distinction. It is the phase of eminence. It is the time to be a distinguished person. It is your season for greatness. Because greatness is in your destiny. And it's time to arise and shine. Because your light has come. Because your light has come. When your light comes, you arise and you shine. Because the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. The things you couldn't do before, the struggles of 2016 are over. The struggles, the difficulties of 2016. You are stepping into 2017 as a great person, as a person of greatness, an overcomer, someone who has greatness in their destiny. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing in the name of Jesus. We are so grateful to you, Lord, for bringing us to this place. We are so grateful for giving us a chance to see 2016. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for our year of greatness. Thank you. ...2016... set us up to come to this place. And the issues of 2016 were necessary for arriving at this location. And now God is releasing us into what He has ordained for us. You shall be great. Amen. You shall be great. Amen. You shall be great. Amen. It doesn't matter what odds are against you. It doesn't matter what the background issues are. It doesn't matter what the impossibilities are. It doesn't matter when John the Baptist and Jesus Christ were both born against a backdrop of impossibilities. But the impossibilities did not stop what God had purposed to do. There is nothing in your life today that can stop what God has purposed to do. God will do what He has purposed to do. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, we are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful that you will do as you have promised. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why don't you put your hands together for the Lord? Hallelujah. Why don't you go around and wish three people a happy new year? Just welcome them to their year of greatness. Tell them the times of smallness are over. The season of smallness is over. Hallelujah. Welcome to greatness. Hallelujah. Do you feel the greatness coming? I told you, when a prophet speaks, you should believe it. But when you see what he says in the Bible, then you know that it's going to come to pass. Hallelujah. Because this is not something we're making up. Do you understand? This is not something some pastor is trying to say to excite his members on New Year's Eve. Do you understand what I'm saying? We're reading the scriptures, right? Sit down. Let me just finish reading a couple more scriptures and then we're going to close. Like I said, it's two services, right? So we'll just take a break and then we'll come for the second service. Amen. So there's no need to read all the scriptures right now. But I just wanted you to see, we're talking about Abraham, isn't it? How God said to him, I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. Hallelujah. Amen. Look, God's aim is to make you a blessing. Amen. Do you understand? God's aim is not just to bless you. God's aim is to make you a blessing. Right. To be blessed is different from to be a blessing. Are you getting what I'm saying? To be blessed is different from being a blessing. What God wants to do is to make you a blessing. Do you see? See, when you go home today, just try this very little experiment so you can know what. Actually, why don't you bring me one of those bottles from the back? And then find some glass or something for me. Just a container. Let me show you what it means to be a blessing. Do you want to see? Do you want to see what it means to be a blessing? Okay, I'm going to show you. Just get a little. Yeah, that's okay. Well, that's too big. Get a smaller one. Actually, I can use this. I can use this. Just the cap here. Come back. It's okay. This is okay. Right? Now, see, this is God. Imagine this is God. When God does this, he has blessed you. When God does this, you are now a blessing. Did you see that? Yeah? So when you have, okay, I'll just pour this again. Okay? So when God drops this into you, you are blessed. Most Christians just want to be this. Do you understand? Yeah. But this doesn't make anybody great. You see, this is not greatness. When God starts to bless you to the point where now you start to flow to others, do you understand that? Now we're talking about greatness. God wants you to be great. Hallelujah. So God told Abraham, my aim is not to bless you. My aim is to bless you and make you rather a blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And in this year, many people are going to be blessed by your life. Many people are going to be blessed. It's okay, don't worry, just leave it there. It's just blessings. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Many people are going to be, but you are not truly blessed. You're not truly blessed until you start to be a blessing. I think your focus must be more on trying to be a blessing than trying to be blessed. Because you see, there is no way you can be a blessing without you yourself being blessed. Do you see what I'm saying? By the time this thing is overflowing to others, it has more than enough for itself. You see, it is selfishness that keeps people from entering the state of being a blessing. Most people just want, just for me, myself, my wife, my two children, you know, O'Neill and Dolores. That's, most people can't think beyond that. But the fullness of life is actually expressed when you start to enter the other state, when you start to, you know, and that's God's aim. God's aim is to make you a blessing. And that's what he told Abraham. I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great. And the result, thou shalt be a blessing. Thou shalt be a blessing. You will be a blessing.
Amen.
This year, make it your aim to be a blessing.
Amen.
Don't make it your aim to be blessed. No, don't make it your aim to be blessed. Make it your aim to be a blessing.
Amen.
Wake up in the morning thinking of who you can bless.
Amen.
How can you be a blessing?
Right.
Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Think of how others can experience something through you.
Amen.
Think of how others can have something because of you.
Amen.
Don't think of who is going to come and give me what. See, Jesus said it is more blessed to give than to receive. Yeah, that's what Jesus said. He said you are in the more blessed category when you are the giver than when you are the receiver. You know, and I heard Bishop giving an example. He was asking that who is more blessed if I give you $50 and I don't feel it, doesn't make a difference to my life. That I can, God bless me to a point where when I give you $50, right, I don't feel it. Which one would you rather be, the recipient of the 50 or the one who gives 50 and doesn't feel it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the whole point. Do you see what I'm saying?
Amen.
Yeah, and that's how it is. God wants to take you to that place.
Amen.
Where you are the one blessing people.
Amen.
Not be the one expecting a handout.
Amen.
And that is who you will be this year.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And that's what he said he was going to do with Abraham.
Amen.
Right? Now, in Galatians 3:13, it says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, isn't it? He being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. So Christ became a curse so that we don't have to be cursed, isn't it? And he says he did that the blessing, verse 14, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles through Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen?
That we might receive the promise of the Spirit. Now jump to verse 26. Look at verse 26. Verse 26. It says, for ye all are the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Can you see that? For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. So what we are talking about applies to everybody, isn't it?
Yeah,
no matter your background. He's just trying to say that no matter your background, no matter your circumstances, and in those days, these were the main categories, isn't it? The distinctions were Jew or Greek, bond or free, and then male or female. In our society today, it's a little more sophisticated. Yeah? Now there's black and white. Yeah? There's immigrant and non-immigrant. There is one who has papers and one who doesn't have papers, isn't it? And so many. There's one who has this, one who's educated, one who's not educated. So many different things. But he says there is neither any of these categorizations does not matter, does not cancel what we are talking about. Right? He says there's neither Jew nor Greek, there's neither bond nor free, there's neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ. And if ye be Christ, then ye are Abraham's seed and what? Heirs according to the promise. That is why I'm saying to you that we are not just trying to say something to make you happy. It's the Bible.
Amen.
It's the Bible.
Amen.
That if you are in Christ, you are Abraham's seed. Amen. And so whatever God promised Abraham and his seed, Elam, whatever God said belongs to Abraham and his seed, belongs to you. Amen. Square. And so the greatness that God promised to Abraham becomes yours.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So expect to be great.
Amen.
Yeah. Walk like a great person.
Amen.
Think like a great person.
Amen.
Don't think like a poor person.
Amen.
Don't think like an outstanding individual.
Amen.
Expect your life to be outstanding.
Amen.
Expect people
Amen.
To learn from your life.
Amen.
Yeah. Expect people to be blessed by you.
Amen.
Expect people to be blessed by your testimony.
Amen.
And expect to be a blessing. Look for opportunities to be a blessing.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Start to give to people.
Amen.
When it enters your mind
yeah.
that you are on the giving side, you rather start to bless people.
Wow.
My
God. Yeah. Instead of looking up to people and just wondering, who's we are in the new year, who's going to be the first? Rather, you think of how you can bless somebody.
Amen.
You need to practice the art of blessing someone.
Amen.
Just how much is going to come later? Because you're going to grow in that.
Amen.
But you need to start practicing the art.
Wow.
Start living the life of greatness.
Amen.
Start doing what great people do.
Amen.
In every society, you have great people and small people. Think of yourself among the great.
Amen.
That is who God has made you.
Amen.
God promised Abraham, you're going to be great.
Amen.
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 Think of greatness. Don't think about money. Think about greatness.
Amen.
Think about something bigger than money. Something that has money as just part of it. Are you getting what I'm saying? Think beyond money.
Amen.
And start to see yourself this year as someone who's going to walk in greatness.
Amen.
The discussion and the conversation has just begun. On greatness.
Wow.
Hallelujah. And we're going to continue.
Yeah.
Amen.
Wow.
We're going to continue. We're going to be talking about greatness for some time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because God wants us to be great.
Amen.
And we're going to walk in greatness in 2016. High five three people and say, welcome to your year of greatness. And tell the person, I love it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just bow your heads, everybody, and let's pray. This is the first day of 2017. And as we bring this service to a close, I want to give you an opportunity to give your life to Christ. To start a new walk with God today. I mean, you know your relationship with God. You know how far and what distance remains between you and God. But tonight is a good time to fix that relationship. Sin is the main thing that separates people from God. But thankfully, we are not helpless against sin. God has made a provision for us that through Jesus Christ, we are able to overcome sin by receiving Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. We receive forgiveness for our sins. We receive cleansing by the blood. And God gives us a new chance and gives us a new opportunity. Sin is a trick. The devil tricks you out of the path of greatness for your life and forces you down the path of the low life, where you think you're gaining, but rather you're losing. He's stealing from you and making you think you're getting something. Then one day he's going to turn around and walk away from you, and you will be left with nothing. But God loves you. God wants you to join the ranks of great people. So on this first day of 2017, within the first few minutes of 2017, say within the first hour of 2017, you want to make a new relationship with God, new covenant with God. So if you're here like that today and that's what you want to do, while every eye is closed, please raise up your right hand and I'll pray for you. I just want to pray for you. I just want to just say a simple prayer with you, just to help you and just to help you be where you belong. You belong to greatness. Your life is destined for greatness. God has destined you to be great, to be remarkable, to be distinguished. But to do that, you need first to be in the right place, and that is to be in Christ. Raise up your right hand so I can pray with you. Is there anybody here like that tonight? Is there anyone here? Thank you, Jesus. Right. Let's pray together. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you for dying for me.
Thank you for dying for me.
I believe with my heart, Lord.
I believe with my heart.
That you are Lord.
That you are Lord.
And I confess with my mouth.
And I confess with my mouth.
God raised you from the dead.
God raised you from the dead.
Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
From today.
From today.
This first day of 2017.
This first day of 2017.
Within the very first hour.
Within the very first hour.
I make a new covenant with you.
I make a new covenant with you.
That this year.
This year.
I shall walk with you.
I shall walk with you.
That this year.
This year.
I will serve you.
I will serve you.
That this year.
This year.
I will be serious.
I will be serious.
In my relationship with you.
In my relationship with you.
Please help me, Lord.
Please help me, Lord.
To keep this covenant.
To keep this covenant.
This is my promise to you.
This is my promise to you.
That this year.
That this year.
Things will be different.
Things will be different.
I'm choosing the path of greatness.
I'm choosing the path of greatness.
And I know it means I have to walk closely with you.
And I know it means I have to walk closely with you.
But with you, it's not impossible.
But with you, it's not impossible.
I know I can do it.
I know I can do it.
As you strengthen me.
As you strengthen me.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord.